It's a lot of women that's coming out, you know, and expressing themselves about what happened to them.
I really hope the Me Too movement is propelling us in that direction where assaulting people has consequences.
I think it's important that we listen to all of the women that are coming out and telling their stories and work on how we can engage them in a healing process.
The Me Too movement has led many people to share their experiences with sexual harassment and sexual assault. It has sparked conversations and controversy and maybe even change. I'm Charity Nebbe. Look for Unsettled, Mapping Me Too, a new podcast from Iowa Public Radio in the iTunes Store and on Google Play, or find it at iowapublicradio.org. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Ronald Avery is the youngest of eight children. 6 out of 10 of his family members have had cancer. As a boy, Avery vowed to do something to help cancer patients. His vow eventually led him to start the Avery Foundation based in Dubuque, which provides financial aid to cancer patients, and also led him to write his book, 365 Days for Hope. It shares inspiration for cancer patients and their loved ones. He is with me on the telephone now. Hello, Ronald.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being here today. And I know you have a long and painful history with cancer in your family. Tell me where this journey started with cancer.
Well, it started back in 1981 with my sister Julie, when she was diagnosed with cancer and had a leg removed. And they hoped they got all the cancer out, but it did spread, and we lost Julie in August of 1982. So that's how it all started, and that's where I made a vow to myself that I was going to do something.
She passed away on your first day of high school.
Correct. Yes.
So when you made that vow back in 1982 that you would do something to help cancer patients, what form did you think that would take?
Well, I knew I wanted to raise money for cancer patients, or they would get the money directly. I did not want to raise money and it goes to a national organization. I wanted to help people directly here in the tri-states. Dubuque County has the highest cancer rate in all of Iowa, so we have a lot of cancer right here in Dubuque, and I wanted to have a direct impact on that.
Losing one sister to cancer is a life-defining experience, but sadly, that is not where your experience with cancer ended. I mentioned earlier, 6 out of 10 family members have had cancer. Who else?
There's 10 of us. Both parents have had bouts with cancer. Older brother has had bouts with cancer. Obviously, Jim and Julie have had bouts with cancer. So it's, you know, the thing is they're all different. They've all been different. So it's not like it's one cancer that's hit our family. It has been something different.
Well, I can imagine many people hearing that would think, oh, you know, were they exposed to something, or was there some sort of pollution? But all different kinds of cancer. So that kind of rules out that possibility, right?
Right. Yeah. It's just what, you know, what did we do wrong, or, you know, or what did we eat, or was there something in the water, or, you know, who knows? But, yeah, it's been all different types of cancer, and so we've battled it hard, and we've won some and we've lost some. And,
well, and you mentioned your brother Jim, and he passed away in 2015, right?
Correct. Yeah, December of 2015, we lost Jim. Jim was very well known in the city of Dubuque with his metal art studio and railing company, and did a lot for the city of Dubuque.
When you lost Jim, that was when you decided that it was time to create this foundation. What was your vision for the Avery Foundation?
Yeah, that window opened up to finally be able to do something. Jim lived in Dubuque, and our parents are still alive, and he was the only child here in Dubuque, so I made a commitment to come back to Dubuque so our parents would have someone close. Basically retired from working with Anheuser-Busch at the time, so I had the opportunity to do something, and I sat down with my parents and brothers and sisters, and we talked about this, and that's where we came up with the Avery Foundation, and we thought, what could we do? What has an impact on patients that is going to add stress to them? And when you get diagnosed, you don't realize all these extra expenses. That doesn't even come into your head that, oh, my God, I'm going to have to be paying for gas going back and forth to Madison every day, or I'm going to have to be paying for hotels. How am I going to pay for my meals? Then I got to be paying for these prescriptions for cancer drugs, which are outrageously high. So we wanted to try to take some of that stress away from cancer patients so all their bodily energy is directed towards fighting the cancer, not having stress about bills and how am I going to pay for this. You know, stress does so much to a healthy body, you know, turns your hair gray and wrinkles your face. You know, stress to a cancer patient, does a lot more damage. So we want to try to eliminate that stress.
So when someone applies for a grant from the Avery Foundation, tell me, how do they qualify for one of your grants?
Yeah. They go to our website, download the application. They have to fill it out. They do have to give some financial information. We do need their oncologist to sign off on it. And then our board of directors votes on every application. And it's pretty black and white what we do pay for. We pay 45 cents a mile for traveling. We pay up to $75 a night for hotels. And then we also pay $7 for breakfast, $10 for lunch, and $15 for dinners.
So we're talking about, in the grand scheme of things, relatively small grants, anywhere between $1,200 or $1,800. But I can imagine that makes an incredible difference to these individuals.
It does. Everyone that we've given a check to has been very thankful, and quite a few of them brought to tears. And that's what we want to do. You know, we want to help these people and make sure it's an impact that's helping them. And they're not huge grants, but it's helping them pay those little bills they never thought they'd have
right. When
they got diagnosed. So it's a big difference for them.
Now, you have also written and published a book called 365 Days for Hope. Tell me about the inspiration for this.
Well, it started on our website and our Facebook page. I was putting up a daily thought, and I was taking quotes from famous people and translating it into how you can have that quote help you during your journey with cancer. And I had a couple of people tell me, you need to write this down and then put this in a book. And I talked to a friend of mine from Cedar Falls that wrote a book and got his thoughts on it. And he sort of helped me get started with it and hooked up with the publisher. And there we have it.
So give me an example. I know you've selected a few of these thoughts to share with us today. You have an inspirational message for each day. Can you share one with us right now?
Yeah. We'll go to day 13 of the 365 days, and this is from Helen Keller, and it's, optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope and without confidence. And, you know, that's very important for a cancer patient, that they don't lose their optimism, that they keep hold of hope, that they keep confidence through their journey. You know, they have difficult days, the days where they don't want to get out of bed, where they're throwing up from chemo and they're sore and they're tired. They just want to lay. And, you know, this book just helps them, okay, I can get through this, you know, just sort of the pat on the back to get them up and going.
Have you talked to people who have used your book in that way?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, a lot of positive feedback on it. They enjoy it. And I encourage them just to read it the one day at a time, too, so that just read that one passage, let it soak in, think about it, and move on. And then the next morning, start your day with tomorrow's.
You have pulled quotes and thoughts from a huge variety of people. Would you share a thought that you collected from John Wayne with us?
Okay, John Wayne. That's a good one to pick since he's a good Iowa boy, right?
Right.
John Wayne, courage is being scared to death and saddling up anyway. And that describes that cancer patient when they get that diagnosis. You know, you're scared to death. What are you going to do? But you jump up on that horse and you ride it, and you're going to make the best of it and try to fight it. So
I can imagine that this is a collection that brings comfort, optimism, and hope to the people who love cancer patients as well. Is that part of your hope, that this will be something embraced by the people who are playing a supporting role?
Right, exactly. This is not only for the patients, but for any one of those team members of a cancer patient. And in the book, I'll talk a lot about having a team surrounding you of family, friends, and loved ones. Very, very important for a cancer patient to have a team. And so it'd be good for them to read that as well.
How old are you?
18.
No.
I'm 50.
Okay. And being 50 years old and having so many experiences with cancer in your family, how is your health?
It's okay.
Okay, this is not something that has reached you. Do you think about that? Are you worried? Are you scared of getting cancer yourself?
No, I don't dwell on that at all. I try not to think about it. You know, it's what comes will come, and we'll handle it. If it ever happens, we'll just step up to the plate and do what we need to do. But I am one of the six that has fought it. So.
Oh, you have. You are a cancer survivor yourself.
I have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and currently it's in an indolent stage.
Having lost Jim, having lost Julie, how have you been able to stay positive and find that hope?
It's just, it's easy for me, I guess. I just, the family that I grew up with, I'm the youngest in the family and have very strong brothers and sisters and the best parents in the world, who, by the way, today's their 69th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Yes. You know, and it's pretty easy to stay positive when you got good people around you.
Well, that's really easy to say, but I think any of us, even if we're sort of a naturally positive person, I mean, there are times when it gets tough, and clearly you've been through those times. At your darkest times, what is the key? What do you do to try to embrace that positivity, to turn things around?
Well, when I had my nice phone call from the doctor, it was Jim was dying of cancer at that time. So to me, I forced myself to stay as positive as possible because I knew what Jim was going through, you know, that he's living his last days. So it was easier for me to put whatever was going on with me on the back burner and concentrate on being with Jim and taking care of Jim and doing whatever I could to help him. So I guess it probably never struck me the way it strikes other people because of that situation.
We know that having a positive attitude can impact a person's health, and we know that people with positive attitudes are more likely to survive a bout with terrible disease, but we also know that that's not a cure-all.
No.
Do you think that there's a danger in making people feel like if they can't stay positive, they're failing to fight cancer?
No, and that's mentioned throughout the book, you know. Just, you know, Jim and Julie both died. Their journey was successful. Yeah, they died, but it's who you are as you go through that journey and how you can help other people as you're going through that journey. Watching as a young man, my sister, go through what she went through and how she handled it meant so much to me and was so inspiring. And same with Jim. You know, they lost the battle, but they won the war. They died having a happy life and knowing that they impacted other people and knowing that they left a legacy behind that the rest of our family could pick up and carry.
Starting the Avery Foundation, does it feel like you're making their legacy material?
Yes. I mean, they were the inspiration for the book. And my hope for the book is that if it helps one person, it was worth all the time and effort put into it. And it was their inspiration that drove that. It was their inspiration for the foundation to help people as best we can and try to take that stress away and be there for them. And that's all because of what we saw in Jim and Julie.
Well, Ronald Avery, thank you so much for talking with me today.
You bet.
Ronald Avery is a cancer survivor. 6 out of 10 of his family members have had cancer. He is the founder of the Avery Foundation, based in Dubuque, which provides financial aid to cancer patients. And he has published the book 365 Days for Hope, sharing inspiration for cancer patients and their loved ones. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe.